The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
The Church Jesus Built. The historical background of the term church. What does the Scripture say about the term church? The Holman Bible Dictionary, in its article Church, explains the background of the word. Church is the English translation of the Greek word ekklesia. The use of the Greek term prior to the emergence of the Christian church is important, as two streams of meaning flow from the history of its usage into the New Testament understanding of church. First, the Greek term, which basically means called out, was commonly used to indicate an assembly of citizens of a Greek city, and is so used in Acts chapter 19, verses 32 through 39. The citizens, who were quite conscious of their privileged status over against slaves and non-citizens, were called to the assembly by a herald and dealt with matters of common concern. When the early Christians understood themselves as constituting a church, no doubt exists that they perceived themselves as called out by God in Jesus Christ for a special purpose, and that their status was a privileged one in Jesus Christ. Second, the Greek term was used more than 100 times in the Greek translation of the Old Testament in common use in the time of Jesus. The Hebrew term, kahal, meant simply assembly, and could be used in a variety of ways, referring, for example, to an assembling of prophets, 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 20, soldiers, Numbers chapter 22, verse 4, or the people of God, generally, that is, the nation of Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 10. The use of the term in the Old Testament in referring to the people of God is important for understanding the term church in the New Testament. The first Christians were Jews who used the Greek translation of the Old Testament. For them to use a self-designation that was common in the Old Testament for the people of God reveals their understanding of the continuity that links the Old and New Testaments. The early Christians understood themselves as the people of the God who had revealed himself in the Old Testament, as the true children of Israel, with Abraham as their father, and as the people of the new covenant prophesied in the Old Testament. As a consequence of this broad background of meaning in the Greek and Old Testament worlds, the term church is used in the New Testament of a local congregation of called-out Christians, such as the Church of God, which is at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, and also of the entire people of God, such as in the affirmation that Christ is the head over all things to the church, which is his body, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23.
Thanks for listening to the historical background of the term church in the booklet, The Church Jesus Built. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.